T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And a guy that's done an outstanding job with the Amarillo Sod Poodles is manager Philip Wellman. Join me on 97.3 The Fan as they get ready to take on Tulsa tonight in game one of the best of five series for the Texas League Championship. And Philip, first of all, congratulations on winning that series against Midland. It wasn't easy, but you guys found a way to get it done in game five.
Yeah, I appreciate that very much. And it's kind of like I told the players, you know, it's nothing worth having is going to come easy. So, you know, to be down 2-0 and go on the road and take 3 was an incredible feat. And, you know, I'm glad we had an off day to kind of take it all in and get our minds and body right for the championship series.
And the best part about it, game one will be right there at your ballpark. Let's talk a little bit about just the first year managing there in Amarillo. I know they were so excited. They hadn't had a professional team there in about 30 years, and it seemed like the fans really took a liking to you guys right from day one.
You know, it's been a much better experience than I envisioned. The city of Amarillo has embraced us. They didn't have baseball here, like you said, for 37 years. And, you know, I knew something special was going on when they were selling out on Monday and Tuesday nights here and packing the place. But the fan support has been unreal. I saw something for the first time. I've been in the game a while. We were coming back from Midland, and I saw flashing red lights ahead of us on the bus. And I thought, oh, crud, we're going to get delayed. There's a wreck or something going on. But, car pulled in front of us with flashing red lights and one on the side, one on the back, and they escorted us in, and there's about 200 fans here waiting for us when we got off the bus. It was really a kind of neat scene, and I've never had that happen before, and I think the players were kind of hit them how much support they had from these people here.
We're visiting with the manager of the Amarillo Sod Poodles, Philip Wellman. Nice enough to join us today on 97.3 The Fan. Again, tonight they open up game one of a 5-game series against Tulsa for the Texas League Championship. How's your rotation shaping up starting tonight?
You know, it's going to be the same as it was in the first round. We're going to open up with Lake Bacher, who's had a very successful year, and Then Jacob Nix will be on a major league rehab and start game two, and game three will be in Tulsa, and be Kyle Lloyd, followed by Jesse Schultens and Aaron Lasher if needed.
Hey, Philip, tell us a little bit about how Jacob Nix is coming along. We saw him here in San Diego the tail end of last year, and then he ended up being hurt, and he's been on a long, slow rehab process.
You know, the first game I saw him, he was sharp. He only gave up a couple of runs in 6 innings. But, you know, my concern in the big picture from an organization standpoint was his health. And everything looked good. His arm action looked good. He was in control of things. And, you could see the command of his fastball getting better and better as the game progressed. He started out as breaking ball. He's got a good curveball. It wasn't real sharp in the beginning, but he kept getting better as the game progressed. And hopefully he comes out of the chutes in game two with everything firing.
We're visiting with Philip Wellman, manager of Amarillo, as they get ready to play for the Texas League Championship tonight against Tulsa. I wanted to ask you a little bit about Taylor Trammell. I know he got there right after the trading deadline, got off to a pretty slow start, but it seemed like the last week of the regular season and into the playoffs, he's found his stroke a little bit.
Yes, he has. And, you know, I think it's, you know, his tools and his talent and his ability were obvious from the first day he got here. You know, people forget he's a 21-year-old young man who got his world turned upside down when he got traded and comes to a new team, a new league, a new organization. And, you know, I really honestly think it just took him a little time to get settled in. And the one constant, he's played a very good center field since day one, and he's run some balls down that that's been very impressive defensively. But, you know, it was nice to see probably the last 2 weeks he's really started setting the table. He's leading off for us, and he's starting to get a couple hits a game and getting on base and taking his walks and stealing some bases. I think we're starting to see the real Taylor Trammell.
Hey, Phillip, talk a little bit about Buddy Reed. It seemed like he's been pretty much up and down most of the year.
He has. You know, he shows flashes. And, you know, he's got an incredible amount of tools. You know, I was talking to somebody today. He's an above-average runner. He plays above-average defense. He's got above-average arm. He's got some pop in his bat. He just needs to find a way to be more consistent. And that's what we've been trying to attain all year long. And, you know, I think one day when it clicks and everything comes together, and, you know, some guys it takes, you know, 4 weeks, sometimes it takes 4 months, sometimes it takes a year, but, you know, he shows flashes. And when he's good, he's unbelievably good.
Phillip Wellman, our guest here on 97.3 The Fan, a double-A manager for the San Diego Padres. Luis Torrens, who we saw a few years ago here in San Diego, he was a kid. He was a Rule 5 guy. He was totally overmatched early, obviously, having not gone up through the ranks of minor league baseball. But kind of put himself back on the map, I think, with the Padres. Had a really nice year for you behind the plate. Talk a little bit about his progress.
You know, that's I've always said there's levels for a reason, and – you know, you saw it when he was in the big leagues. You know, he never really played in double A, never played in triple A. And there's a lot of learning that occurs during a, you know, 5 month minor league season. And, you know, he's had a really good year behind the plate. You know, he's one of our top receivers. He's at one point in time, he was leading all of minor league baseball and throwing runners out. And, you know, his blocking's come along well. And he ended up hitting 300 on the year. And I don't remember how many home runs he hit this year, but He was a guy that really I liked seeing him at the plate with runners on, and he always seemed to find out a way to have a good at bat.
Hey, I want to ask you about a couple of other guys, then I want to get to Patino and to Gore for a minute. But tell me a little bit about Owen Miller. I've heard a lot of good things about him.
He can flat out hit, and he's played all over the infield for us this year. He's played a lot of short. He's played a lot of second. He's played a few games at third, but the constant in his game is it doesn't matter who we're facing. If it's a guy that throws hard or if it's a, you know, a soft throwing left-hander, he figures out a way to get the barrel to the ball. He's just, you know, he's one of those guys that has a tremendous hitter's IQ, and he figures out a way to get the barrel to the ball, and the ball comes off good all the time. And, you know, he's been right in the middle of our order all year long, and, you know, he's always on base. He always seems to be right in the middle of everything.
I wanted to ask you about one of the outfielders, Edward Olivares. He's another guy that had a pretty solid year for you.
Yes, he did. You know, that he's an example of exactly why we have the minor leagues and why levels, you know, are important. He's a, you know, when I first saw him in spring training, you know, impressive body, could run, could throw. You saw the ball come off his bat good. But, you know, I saw a guy that seemed to be a little bit timid and tentative on the bases and tentative in the outfield. But as the season progressed, you know, he stole 35 bases, and I don't think I gave him one steal sign. I just put him on his own and encouraged him heartily to run when I put him on his own. And, you know, I think it kind of broke through. He broke through you know, he found out that it was okay if he got thrown out every once in a while. No one was going to cut his head off, and he was going to be applauded for being aggressive. And it's kind of carried over into the rest of his game. And, you know, the kid's hit since day one. And, you know, he's hitting a three hole most of the season and driven in runs. I think he finished second in the league in RBIs. He hit 18 or 19 home runs. But he's been an anchor in our lineup all year long, and I think he has a bright future.
Phillip Wellman, manager of the Amarillo Sod Poodles, our guest here on 97.3 The Fan. I want to ask you about Luis Patino and Mackenzie Gore. I know they didn't start the year with you, but they finished their minor league season with you. If you could shed a little light on both of those guys.
Both of them, for their age, are unbelievably impressive. You know, and you know, I don't think it's going to be very long until I come in after a game and turn my TV on and I'm watching them pitch in San Diego. You know, one's 19, one's 20 years old. And, you know, I tell people all the time, when I was 19, I was just trying to figure out where my next class was. And these guys are having success in the upper levels of the minor leagues. And, you know, they were, I didn't get to see a lot of them. You know, I saw McKenzie for about 5 starts and Patino at 3 or 4 starts, but unbelievably impressive. And for their age and the amount of poise they have on the mound, they do a lot of stuff right. Both of them control the running game good. Both of them field their position well. Both of them got to play in some National League games here at this level, and they handled the bat okay. It was refreshing to see, especially given their age.
Hey, Philip, as I let you get out of here on this question, you got a big ball game tonight, game one of a 5-game series, best 3 out of 5 against Tulsa. How have you guys fared against Tulsa this year?
You know what? We played them like the first couple series in the season, and then we played them in the final 2 series of the season. And I really couldn't tell you, if it was close to 500 or somewhere in there. But you know what? We made some adjustments to our roster toward the end of the season, and we had some kids filling in up here the last time we played them, and they came up from rookie ball and came up from A ball. So I don't think we fared against them real well the last time we played them, but. We've got our roster back intact now for the playoffs, and I think we'll be fine.
Well, hey, Phil, appreciate the time. Good luck tonight. Good luck in the series, and hopefully you guys win this, and maybe we'll see you in San Diego the last few days of the regular season.
Yeah, that would be nice. I appreciate the call.
Hey, be well, and good luck.
Thank you, sir.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.